Hi, this is David Flowers, Senior Pastor at Grantham Church, an intergenerational convergent third way congregation with the Brethren in Christ U.S. and located in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast and for following the sermons that I and many others preach at Grantham. This is a free podcast and it'll always be that way, but if you'd like to give and help further the work we're doing for the kingdom, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to do that, you can do that by going to granthamchurch.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Whether you're a member of our church or you're listening as a parishioner, it's our greatest desire that you would encounter Jesus and be changed by the good news wherever you are. Anyway, God bless you, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
We're here this evening to prepare our hearts for Christmas and to celebrate the coming of Jesus. The past 4 weeks, we've been in the season of Advent where we wait and look forward to the coming of Christ. His first coming as a baby born in a stable, lying in a manger, and his second coming when the Lord returns at some point in the future to set the world to rights and to make all things new. Amen. In this year's Advent series called Fear Not, we've reflected on the words, "Do not be afraid," one of the most often repeated phrases in the entire Bible. And these are the first words from the angels to Zechariah, to Mary, and the shepherds in the opening of the Gospel of Luke. And each week, I've been inviting us to hear these comforting words echoing down through the ages from those heavenly messengers to where we are today amid our own challenges and fears. And many of you will recall in the first message, we heard the angel say, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer." Zechariah was a faithful priest, but he had likely given up on God answering his prayer for a child in his and his wife Elizabeth's old age. And here he is, a priest, offering up the prayers of the people on his priestly duty. And the angel speaks these words to him. His lack of belief and his demand for a sign, when we saw that story, it led him to losing his voice for a time. But God didn't forget Zechariah or his wife Elizabeth and pass them by. A message reminding us that God does indeed hear our prayers, and we don't need to fear, for the Lord is with us, and he fights for us, and he acts in his own good time. And then in the second message, we saw where an angel appears to a peasant girl named Mary, who was from a little village called Nazareth, and who was betrothed and pledged to be married to another law-abiding Jew named Joseph. They both knew how this would look to their family, to their friends, and all who heard about it. It would have been just as bizarre then as it would be today for someone to claim that an angel has given this word to Mary, that she would give birth to the Son of God. But instead of fearing what others might think or fearing the unknown, Mary embraced mystery and wonder. Mary believed the angel and received the grace and the favor of God in her and on her life. And to further the fact that God often chooses the most improbable people and includes those who are low status and those who feel they've been left out or forgotten by society, we saw how angels appeared to the shepherds in the field. At first, they were terrified. Terrified, the scripture says, to the point of running away scared. They were filled with great fear. When the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." We see how God replaces our great fear with great joy. And this announcement of Jesus' birth to shepherds is quite significant when you stop and consider its implications and what it says about God and the part that we all play in his plan. Since Jesus is the Messiah, for the lowest of men to the highest of kings, the gospel says that everyone gets included in his story of redeeming the world. Everyone. Because we worship the God who looks like Jesus, all of our fears and our sorrows can be replaced with joy. And there's no greater time to reflect on this truth than in Christmas time. So as we look back on those encounters there in Luke that tell of the coming of Christ, let's ask God to speak to us amid our own fears this evening. As we worship together here on Christmas Eve, I want to invite us to reflect and respond together in prayer. Here's some questions for reflection. Number one, what are you afraid of tonight? Or maybe we would say, what are you fearful of in the coming year? What would that be? What's coming to your heart and to your mind right now? Just own those fears and those anxious feelings as they come into your mind. Number two, will you share your fears with God? Will you give those fears to God in prayer? Don't just carry them around with you. Don't leave this place with them. Leave them with the Lord. Let the Lord know how you're afraid and give those things to God. Number three, how is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart this Christmas Eve? As you've all been sitting here this evening, listening to the beautiful music during the prelude and then the congregational singing and all of those carols that testify to the good news of Jesus Christ. They tell the story. Where are you in that story? How is God speaking to your heart through this ancient but very relevant story? My invitation to us this evening is to actually hear Christ speak directly to you. Just as the angel said, "Do not be afraid, God has heard your prayer," to Zechariah. Or, "Do not be afraid, you found favor with God," as it was with Mary. Or, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news, it'll be great joy to all people," as it was for the shepherds. What is it that God would say to you tonight? Do not be afraid, what? Fill in the blank. So what I'd like to do right now is just invite us into a moment of silent prayer and just listen in for the Lord's voice. If you're a regular attender here at Grantham, I often say that God speaks to us through our thoughts. Sometimes we can't tell the difference, right? Because he rides the waves of our thoughts. But if we listen carefully, we'll hear the Lord speak in a still, small voice, and we will know that it is him. So would you close your eyes for just a moment and bow your head as I invite us into this time and this moment of silent prayer. And again, the invitation, hear the Lord speak to you. Do not be afraid, my child. Do not be afraid. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the way in which you sent your Son, God in the flesh, to the earth. Not in an opulent palace, but in a lowly manger. Not to the big wigs and the who's who's, and anyone famous, but Lord, to a peasant girl, to shepherds, to pagan astrologers we call wise men, to shepherds. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to take in this evening what this says about you, the God who looks like Jesus. As we continue to worship you this evening and then leave this place and go to our homes with family and friends, may we not forget, as the people of God, the true meaning of Christmas. For it, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name. And all God's people said, Amen.